So now I'll go ahead and ask you this first question, which I think you'll elaborate a little bit more on your district, is what would you like other South Dakotans to know about District 1 and your constituency?
Okay, very good. And at first, I want to thank Public Radio for doing the interview for myself and for this district. I think what I would like other individuals of South Dakota to know about my district is that it is largely agricultural-based, very rural. The largest city in my district is approximately 2,500 residents. The main cities are Britton, Webster, and Sisseton. My district varies because of two large river basins and the start of a third, which I think people need to be somewhat aware of. We have the Red River Valley, or a basin, and the Minnesota River Basin, which is located here in Roberts County, and of course we're on the Continental Divide, so water runs both ways. It runs north towards Fargo and Grand Forks in Canada, and then it runs south, and then you get into the Watertown, Sioux Falls area type of a thing, and then the other basin is the James River, which is in Brown County, and then in separating that, you know, this is where kind of we get to brag about the scenic avenue, you might say, up in this corner with the north and south division of the rivers and east and west, and then with the Sioux River kind of starting in Day County. The scenery is absolutely gorgeous and breathtaking at times with the Coteau Hills here separating those two river valley basins, and which includes then many state parks, of course, in my district, you know, and then that brings in a large assortment of lakes in the Glacier Lakes area, which then brings, of course, the sports enthusiasts for fishing and hunting and skiing and snowmobiling and bike riding and hiking. And so, you know, along with that, and then you get the Coteau Hills, of course, which is a very large area with the cattle industry, with the pasture and that type, raising feedlots and a couple large dairies in this area up here also. And then that brings in with the cowboy sector, you might say, many rodeos and trail rides that open up to this area with three-state area for people coming in and that type of a thing. So it's you know, to bring out the, it's not like the Black Hills, but this is an area where you get up on top of those hills and you look down the valleys, and kind of a breathtaking type of a scenery in the summertime.
Great. So thanks so much for kind of visualizing and describing your district. So now I think, since you're going for re-election, I'm sure you've had many different issues or topics that you've brought to the legislature that you think need to be addressed. Why don't you go ahead and kind of discuss some of these issues or topics you'd like to bring for this legislative session?
Okay, I'd be glad to do that, Kenzie. Part of, you know, what I get in my constituency, which is very broad-based, being we have a couple large dairies in this area where then you have immigrant, you might say, manpower coming in with Mexicans, and then I'm also on the reservation, so we had tribal people kind of with a mix of things with my constituency, and so you get to where I think some of the issues, or you might say, that are going to really be heavily on the minds of those are then our Medicaid expansion, which of course we did bring into the legislature last year and discussed it, and I have to thank the governor for doing that and hoping that still is on the table for hospitals and nursing homes to get those extra dollars when you're not getting paid the full amount, especially with the tribe here and an IHS clinic where, being on the hospital board here, where 50% of our clientele then is Native American, we don't get the full, you know, the full payment then from the government, you know, with that involved. And so you're lacking, you know, we're lacking probably 17 to 22% of that pay money that really is not coming because we do not have the expansion of Medicaid. So that's huge in nursing homes with the rising costs and such going on there. So that is probably one of my prime major issues that I would be looking at the full constituency of everyone in my district. And then, of course, you know, the drug abuse issues with the opioids. Again, there kind of hangs real close to health issues, which I'm on the Health and Human Services Board Stroud and Pierre on that committee. So there are things there that we really need to kind of take a good look at. The misuse of prescriptions, where the filling amounts, you know, that between the pharmacies and the doctors who prescribed, we can get a little bit more of a handle on the overdoses, you might say, or over prescribing of pills, and then what's happening, which maybe most people don't quite understand. If there's a large number of those pills and a person doesn't need them, what's then happening is they're sold then on the street for, you know, X amount of dollars to other people, and then all of a sudden those prescription drugs turn into heroin and cocaine addictions and everything else, and meth, and then we get to, and on that cycle goes. So we kind of need to update our laws and some of the rules for prosecution of lawbreakers that are using those prescription drugs and turning them down to the street and selling them for a profit. So that's something that's a kind of a rude awakening, and that we really need to look at. And then all of a sudden, into that same concept or scenario, then you have the human trafficking issue that brings into, you know, to the light of law enforcement. So that's the main ones that I would really be concerned about. And in water, I mean, we can certainly bring in water with the two water districts that we have here, Kinsey, that, you know, the importance of clean water, cities going down from this northern part all the way down through Brookings and Sioux Falls, and if you look at Mitchell, clean water issue is getting to be more and more of a source. So then we're going to look at maybe the buffer strip system that we did try and get, actually got passed last year and did not make it, you know, out as a law, but bring that back, see what we can do to kind of keep the runoff and the residual things from fields, to keep the nitrogen down and waste products and stuff out of the water. And I'm a farmer, so I mean, I know just kind of where some of this happens, and that's something that we really need to bring to the forefront with different organizations and such to improve that quality.
Thank you for touching on those topics. So my final question for you, and you have kind of dived into it very briefly, is what legislation or solutions do you have in mind to deal with some of these issues as Medicaid expansion, drug abuse, human trafficking, clean water? What ideas do you have going into this session, if you have even thought about that yet?
Well, the thought process is certainly there for, you know, and I'm going to be either a sponsor or co-sponsor of some of the issues that I've discussed and talked about. Clean water is certainly going to be on the top of my list, being an agricultural producer and then having, you know, your recipients downstream, that we need that clean water. So, I mean, I'll be on board with any kind of a buffer, water strip, or grass strip, you might say, to kind of solve the solutions of the runoff type of a thing. I think something that we need to look at, that I will approach those in the Ag Committee and the Secretary of Agriculture, that maybe we need to set up and form some kind of a, you might say, dam or lock and hold systems especially from this northern part in Roberts County going down through Big Stone, Millbank, Watertown, or onto Brookings, where on these heavy rains, heavy snowfall, types of things in the spring, where we can maybe close off a dike, hold some of that water back from getting that huge, huge runoff and the flooding situations that go on. I think that can be done with the conservation services, not only in the state level but federal level. And then as the water goes down, open up a release valve and let some of that water go. And then in essence, too, you can go to the tiling, which is done a lot of it on agricultural land. You know, that you get into this dry cycle like we had this year, we need to look at both sides of that water issue. You've got the flooding from large rains and snow runoff, but then we also need to deal with the dry areas like what we've had, where maybe we need to put a shutoff valve or a type of a thing on some of the tiling to hold that water back on dry seasons, so that's not just emptying out the pipe, where we can put a diverter in there and hold that water back for cropland and let that go when it's more feasible time, you might say, to let that go. So, I mean, I'll be on top of that. And then, changing subjects and going to the Medicaid expansion, I'm going to be working very hard to work with some of those who maybe oppose that or have a common sense of maybe that we do not need Medicaid expansion, and I'll work with the governor and the Department of Health to try and see if we can't relocate some maybe some ideas that have been brought up in the past and possibly a new one. We're just losing too many dollars here on the state level that incorporated with hospitals and nursing homes that to brave the survival rate of those, you know, industries to a forefront, because we can't afford to have any more rural hospitals close the door, and such as, you know, nursing homes or assisted livings. People just don't take the time now to take care of their parents like they used to years ago, and those facilities need to keep the doors open. So I'll be looking at, you know, something that I can sign on to, or propose something to the Department of Health of where we can try and bring that back to the table and get some consensus of getting something passed for that particular thing. So that's going to be one of my standpoints. And then working, you know, on the third topic, probably with the drug abuse, the opioids, and human trafficking, I'd be glad, which I did this past February when I was in Pierre, sat down with the Attorney General and had a good discussion of human trafficking and what all is involved and how can we get maybe a little bit farther up the scale of keeping that under control. It's a nightmare, I know, on reservations and the bike, you know, thing in Sturgis where things get out of proportion and then into the hunting type of a thing. This has been going on for years, but people just probably haven't been aware of some of the issues that are going on. And it's coming to the forefront. I myself was invited to Grand Forks, which I'm included on a international conference type of a thing with a council, legislative council, with Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Canada. And so we get a large part of this whole northern area of just what goes on and how do we stop it, how does it get started, and affecting the laws that try and taper it down just a little bit. So those are my main concerns, that not only the constituents in my district, but people of the state that can be aware that I will be, you know, stepping forward and trying to get some of those things done.